But now it is time for Pete Hoffman's other football picks. So what we do every 420, even though it's 431 right now, I'm a fan, we go through picks. I did a couple already. I had some picks made for the BT and Sal show for the perfect parlay. So these are my other picks that I'm making as well. If you want to know the original picks I made with BT and Sal, I chose Tampa Bay -6 over the Buccaneers because they are terrible. The Broncos have no shot at having a good season. You talk about the Giants must win. I mean, Broncos are basically eliminated before the coin toss in the first game of the season. And then I'm also going to the Chargers. Now they're +3. It was +1.5 when I had them. Now it's +3 for the Steelers. I gotta be honest. Like, I know Pittsburgh and the Chargers are both fighting for 2-0, or they're both 2-0 currently. They're both fighting to be undefeated. I don't believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's gonna be a good coached football game. I think the Chargers have more talent offensively. Justin Fields, I don't trust yet. We saw him in Chicago for those years. Now in Pittsburgh, I think it's gonna be a rough one. I think that the Chargers are gonna win. It says +3 now, which is great. I had it at +1.5, so with +3, I'd definitely be taking that. But for my other football picks, where'd I have it? Here we go. All right, we're going to start in New Orleans. Okay, New Orleans, the spread is -2.5 New Orleans. Philadelphia, here's the thing. I'm a Derek Carr fan. I think that he should have been the quarterback that the Jets should have taken over Aaron Rodgers. I think that this is what he truly is. I think he's a quarterback that is a game manager, can make a team better. Clearly, in year two with the New Orleans Saints, they are much, much more improved, and they're getting better, and their point differential is ridiculous. I just don't think they can keep it up against the Philadelphia Eagles, who just took a bad L last week. I think the Eagles are going to come out. +2.5 Philadelphia, I'm going in New Orleans. Next, I'm going to Arizona. That was a horrible pick for myself, for Alex, for everyone else in the world. I am apologetic about that. I thought the Rams +1, plus money was going to be an easy win for everybody. But I screwed that up, and I take the L. But I'm going back to Arizona, and I'm going back to taking Detroit -3 in Arizona because I still don't think they're that good. Now, I understand Marvin Harrison Jr. had a ridiculous game last week, but it was all early points, all early touchdowns. He's that good, but Detroit is much better than the Rams. Let's put it that way. I think Detroit is -3 at Arizona is an easy pick. I don't think they're going to destroy them, but I'll definitely take the -3 at Arizona. I am then going to Vegas. They're facing the Carolina Panthers, who could be the worst team if it wasn't for the Broncos. They're up there for the worst team in the league. But Bryce Young is now benched. Listen, I was always going to go against the grain, but take whoever's playing the Carolina Panthers, because I don't think they're going to score. They just look inept at all levels of the game. But Andy Dalton playing makes me a little nervous. Not that they're going to win the game, but they'll cover that +6. So I'm going to go Carolina +6 at Las Vegas. Then I'm going to Dallas. Going to a lot of different places. Go to Dallas as Baltimore is trying to get off the schneid. They're 0-2 currently. Dallas lost last week to the Saints. Baltimore has lost two weekends in a row. They are not going to lose three in a row. It's not going to happen. Baltimore is sitting there -1. It's basically a pick 'em. Baltimore is going to win this game because they are not going to go 0-3 to start the season. This is a team that's going to make the playoffs. So in order to make the playoffs, they got to start winning games. It's going to happen in Dallas. And then finally, I'm going to Cleveland. And I literally am going to Cleveland tomorrow. I think I'm going to hit a plane around 11, maybe 12. I don't know what time it is. But I'm going to Cleveland. Now, I did pick straight up Cleveland's going to win the game, but I think the Giants are going to make this tight. +6.5, I feel that's a good spread. Giants can cover that. and they're going to go, and it, again, not win the game, but they will definitely cover that +6.5. So I'm going Giants +6.5, Baltimore -1, Carolina +6, Detroit -3, Philadelphia +2.5. My boy Alex Azarm, by the way, we are doing percentages here, and both of us are pretty crappy. I'm sitting at 40%. You're at 30%. I liked your picks from last week, but the football world did not. So now we got to make up for it.
Yeah. I kid you not. I only was starting to do these picks as soon as I got here, which was at midnight.
Oh,
I kid you not. We have 4 of the 5 same games, and 3 of them are the same.
Oh, boy.
So
this is not good.
I don't know if it's good or not. I don't know. So I agree the Giants will cover. I agree that the Ravens will win. And I agree that the Eagles will at least cover.
Okay.
My reasoning was just because I don't know. I feel like now the Giants actually have a field goal kicker. We actually, like, someone has to been able to, like, put it up an extra point. So that's okay. And I think actually Jaden Daniels is more dangerous than Deshaun Watson. So I think Giants.
Well, which way?
What?
On the field or off the field?
Both.
Okay.
Eagles, the only reason why I'm taking the Eagles is because even if I get it wrong, then I'll be happy that they lose. Ravens, Cowboys, I just think that... Is that at Dallas?
It's in Dallas, yeah.
Oof.
And Baltimore's getting the -1. They're giving points.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, Dallas just hasn't been very convincing, and I think Lamar... I doubt he has 2 back-to-back bad games. I think Derrick Henry is going to run all over Dallas, I think. But the one game that you picked in your other picks that I disagree with, I'm actually going to take the Steelers over the Chargers.
Ooh.
So I will take that.
Are you taking them at a... Because I had a +1.5 originally when I took it, but now it's +3 for
three,
the...
Yeah.
So are you taking the -3? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. I think they'll win by more than 3. Yeah, I just think... I'm pretty sure Justin Herbert, again, I use this, I think, week 1 where Justin Herbert wasn't fully healthy. Yeah, this will be a close one. I wanted to go against the grain in this one, even though the Steelers are favored against the Chargers. My final one, I'm going to keep it very simple. I'm going to take the Bills over the Jaguars. I just think the Jaguars are not very good. It's 5.5, which makes me a little more comfortable taking this because last time I took the Bills, it was 6.5 and they won by 6. And I've been very unlucky with that. Even our last week's picks, I took the Texans. It was 6.5. They won by 6.
Yeah.
So now I see 5.5. If the Bills won by 6, I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'll take the Bills over the
Listen,
Giants.
Listen, and I got to be honest with you. I saw Tony Khan here earlier today, and I asked him about Trevor Lawrence, about, like, you know, his feelings on him, and he just, like, gushing over Trevor Lawrence. And I busted his chops a little bit, but I'm like, Trevor Lawrence, I can't believe in him, man. Like, #1 pick. We talk about Zach Wilson being the #2 and being a bust. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has not been the guy that they drafted. So, I mean, you're right. I like that Buffalo pick. And I think Buffalo's on a mission this year. I really do. And I think Jacksonville's just another team that's going to be in their way. And they're just going to get knocked over. So, all right. So, you got New York Giants +6.5, Baltimore -1, Philadelphia +2.5, Pittsburgh -3, and Buffalo -5.5. And those are the other picks by Pete Hoffman and Alex Azarm.